Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No Football Friday can be a Football Friday without the coach, John Cantara, who is set to join us for our Friday night Lolita's High School Spotlight, brought to you by Lolita's Mexican Food, serving San Diego's best Mexican since 1984. Coach, I know you're on your way here to Cathedral High School. Get ready for this great Cathedral Carlsbad game tonight. This is when it all gets exciting, man, the high school football playoffs, right?
Oh, no question about it, Chris. We got the game tonight, and then next Friday night we'll have a semifinal in one of the other divisions, and then Saturday night Braden and I will go down to Southwestern for the open division title game, and then the following week, the day after Thanksgiving on that Friday night, we'll have the Division II championship game, and Saturday night we'll have Division I. So we've got about five games here coming up. So we're pretty excited because we're seeing some pretty good football right now.
Coach, I know for a fact the kind of homework you and Braden both do for these games. Give us some inside info on both of these two teams tonight.
Well, both these teams are really good, and they both had real good years. I know Cathedral Catholic dropped that last game of the year to Lincoln. There were a lot of weird things that went on in that ball game. They coughed it up quite a bit. They had their young sophomore quarterback Charlie Myers starting because DJ Ralph got beat up and broke his collarbone in that St. Augustine game. But you know, I think Cathedral is going to be ready to roll tonight. Last year they played Carlsbad and we carried it on 97-3.
Same
the fan
game, yeah.
And it was a 35-0. It was on November 9th of last year, 35-0. And that game was pretty bad, and Carlsbad got pushed around. But Carlsbad's a different football team. You know, we saw them against Torrey Pines, and Torrey Pines scored the first touchdown, and then Carlsbad rolled off 42 in a row. They got, wow, I think, as good of receivers there is in the county, a kid by the name of Cole Wright. I know there are a couple of Pac-12 schools looking at him. He's a wide receiver, really, really good hands, shifty, runs good routes, also plays in the secondary. They got a running back by the name of DJ Young, who now we're starting to hear more about because Noah Vella, who actually won a Lolita's Award earlier in the year, he's out the remainder of the year with a foot injury. So we got some really good players. We got two really good coaches. And, you know, the only loss that Carlsbad had was actually out of a team out of Los Angeles. They got beat by Lawndale early in the year. They play a lot of teams from outside the area. But
I pitched a two-hit shutout at Lawndale one time when I was in high school. God bless
well,
you for bringing it up, Coach. Attaboy.
You probably have that ball on your mantle to this day.
I still have the ball. I don't know why I just remembered that, but thank you for bringing up Lawndale.
Hey, the only thing I can guarantee in this game tonight, you're going to have two teams go at it full bore. They're both know one another. This is the third straight year they've played against one another. And I 100% guarantee there's not going to be one player on this team that's going to pull off a guy's helmet and hit the guy in the head with it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that we can count on that for sure, Coach. And, you know, high school football to me still, we talk about it every year about this time, but it's the last place you can still watch football and you know, not be worried about the paychecks and the money and the potential little scandals going on behind the scenes. It's still just the game itself and the kids and the coaches and, you know, nobody getting rich, but everybody's just having a good time and everybody getting rich in terms of, you know, the experience.
Well, very well said, and I think we all can relate to playing high school sports, you know, whether it's baseball or football, basketball or whatever. But you know, football is a little bit different, and I had the opportunity to play high school football, and the things that I got out of high school football were so different than playing even college basketball or college baseball. I mean, it's just a different element. And you talk about, you know, you get fired up, you start on Monday. Some teams, their coaches start on Sunday. They're looking at tape, and you go through practice Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You have the walkthrough on Thursday, and you just continue to build and build, and all the anticipation, the excitement on campus on Friday morning, and then you go out there and put your heart and soul into it. And at the end of the night, whether you win or lose, You know, you've got the jubilation of winning, and you got the disappointment of losing, and that all comes into play as an athlete. And we're going to see everybody fired up prior to game time. We're going to see a lot of sourpuss faces after this game. We're also going to see a lot of happy faces. I mean, that's what Friday Night High School football is all about.
No doubt about it, Coach. All right, give us your Lolita's High School spotlight today.
Okay, this week's Lolita's Student Athletes of the Week, going back to Torrey Pines, another one of their big volleyball stars. They've had just an incredible year. They won the Open Division title last Saturday night at Cathedral, against Cathedral. They swept them in three straight sets, 25-19, 25-23, 26-24. And this young lady, her name, and she's a senior, Maya Satchel, she had 10 kills in that match. And they're rolling. They're in the second round of state. I think they're in the semifinals. I think it's tomorrow night. Of the Southern California Regional. Torrey's only lost two matches all year. I think they're 35-2 right now. But Maya Satchel gets this week's award on the girls' side, the volleyball player from Torrey. And by the way, that's Torrey's fifth Open Division title in the last 6 years. Now, I want you guys to listen about this young man. His name is Todd Beezer. He's from Christian High School. He's a football player. This guy was like the modern-day Jim Thorpe last Friday night. He plays on both sides of the ball. He had a pass reception for a touchdown. He had an interception in the ball game. He had a pair of sacks, and then he also caught a two-point conversion in Christian's 24-21 win over Otay Ranch last Friday night. So that's pretty good. You catch a touchdown, you catch a two-point conversion, you have a couple of sacks, and you also intercept a ball. So, you know, he's probably big man on campus when he showed up on Monday.
Kick a couple field goals and the kid's into really got something.
Yeah, absolutely. So congratulations to Todd Beezer, football player at Christian, and Maya Satchel, the great volleyball player at Torrey Pines.
Well, Coach, we always appreciate it. Every Friday chatting with you about high school sports. Obviously, you are the king of high school sports in San Diego. And we'll look forward to seeing you when you arrive with your throne here at Cathedral High for the broadcast of tonight's game. Look forward to hanging out in the booth for a little while and watching the game with you tonight. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Oh, that'll be great. That'll be great. Hey, guys, thanks, and I'll see you soon. And keep up the good work. I'll be listening on the way up.
There he is, the Coach John Quintero right there with our high school report brought to you by Lolita's Mexican Food, serving San Diego's best Mexican food since 1984 with 7 locations in town. That's Lolita's Mexican Food. Well, and it is dandy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.